And of course, we continue with our readings from the book of God's Revelation. And God's Spirit rested upon the soul of the man transported to heaven. And the man's mind was instructed in divine doctrines, not known since the age of the prophets, nor from the time of the advent of Jesus, who interpreted their writings. While at rest in the temple mount of the sanctuary, the man did remember with calmness and serenity of mind, as though he were an attentive pupil in the academy of old, that spoken to his soul. And the man learned of the eternal struggle on earth over the long history of the human race between the powers of light and the powers of darkness. Darkness, in its perpetual efforts to bind humankind to the illusory universe of matter, generated by rebellious angels who withdrew from the Godhead before the sun and the stars and the world were born, inflicts with evil intention certain men and women who by the incarnation of dark powers lead the world astray. These wicked ones who deceive, lie, falsify, and persecute the good, deny God and the immortality of the Spirit. Subject to darkness, they despise God. They are robbers of the divine doctrines bestowed upon the world by the righteous ones, sent by the powers of light to alleviate a suffering humankind. They adulterate holy writ, thus corrupting the minds and spirits of men and women, and causing them to war against one another. Every day they sacrifice blood to evil causes, a sacrifice that is the death of the races and which perpetuates the error of darkness. This being the case, humankind knows not the true religion perpetuated by the elect of God. It scorns divine law. It persecutes and puts to death those holy ones sent by God and the powers of light to liberate the human spirit. Humankind continues to sacrifice out of fear, rejecting the true God of love who desires no sacrifice, neither flesh nor blood, nor for any reason, either religious, political, or economic, not in churches, temples, or on battlefields. For such sacrifice binds men and women to the earth and to the powers of darkness which generated it, and separates them from the true God, who is the Father of the Spirit, which is heir to heaven. And the voice of the Lord revealed to the man knowledge and understanding of the eternal races of holy ones, who taught in every land and culture over the span of 1,000 millennia, endeavoring to liberate the peoples from the bondage of ignorance of God. He learned of the heirs of the holy covenant between man and God in Israel, that eternal race of righteous ones who strove to break the people away from the rule of the angel of darkness and lead them to the way of the angel of light. In the latter days of the Jewish nation, before its defeat at the hands of Rome, the remnant of holy ones who lived apart from the Jewish people attempted to restore the temple and establish true worship, abrogating blood sacrifice. Moses had atoned for the sins of Israel, and as recorded in their literature and sacred scrolls, the struggle to cleanse Israel and institute prayer and righteous living of the true way of God had been thwarted 3 separate times under 3 messiahs. First, under the prophet Messiah of Israel. Secondly, under the priest Messiah of Aaron and Israel. And thirdly, under the lay Messiah, a prince of the line of David, come for the salvation of Israel. Each Messiah had suffered death at the hands of secular and religious legalists. The Davidic Messiah's ministry was brought to an end by crucifixion, but before his passing from the world of the living, Jesus had proclaimed the coming of a future age of enlightenment, when God would appear in the heavens as a great light, as Savior to the whole world. The ancient prophets of the righteous race had prophesied that after the completion of four cycles of 7 times 70 years, following the birth, ministry, and martyrdom of the final Messiah of Israel, in an age of earthly tribulation, war, turmoil, unrest, and social strife, in an age of apostasy of the professing churches and a falling away from the true doctrines given to the world by those holy ones inspired of the powers of light, the universal messianic age would commence, and God would extend the true bread of life and the waters of truth at the great communion banquet in which all souls would share. In holding to the ancient tradition, the followers of Jesus prayed to God each day while facing the sun at its rising. With hands stretched toward heaven, they implored the Creator to reappear and deliver the world. They asked for his redeeming light that had been withdrawn from the world with the fall of the angels of darkness who had led Adam and Eve into the degeneration of matter. They prayed with humble heart and devout soul for God to reveal himself, to illuminate the heavens with the great light that had glorified Adam and Eve before the temptation. They asked God to incarnate the image of himself in a messianic sun that would shine eightfold in strength, to blind Satan and the angels of darkness, and to burn up the wickedness of evil for all time. And in their devoutness, they invoked the sun to shine favorably upon the world, thus opposing the evil one, the begetter of all human flesh, and the generator of mortal life that is subject to impermanence and change in a world of suffering, pain, and sorrow, where all living things eat one another for life and slowly pass away into the oblivion of a deep sleep from which they never awake. The righteous ones knew that the true God of spirit was not the father of this world, but the creator of spiritual realms removed from mortality. Immortal realms of permanent life, peace, and love, where the spirit of every living thing was nurtured by the divine presence. Though the eternal race passed away from the memory of man, it left to generations to come a sacred inheritance, engraved on every human spirit to assist them at the coming of God's day in their eternal struggle against the old enemy of the race, Satan, whose profoundly cruel and impious act of error annihilates all life and allows him to rule over a mute and lifeless universe, but only for a time. Satan, not knowing the separation from God must end in extinction of even those dark worlds, which are the offspring of God's adversary, is the soulless destroyer. But God would appear as the heavenly Messiah in the end times of the earth, and his light would be softer than water for the righteous and harder than rock for the wicked. And the man heard that by the establishment of the new covenant of love and mercy, ruled by divine law, God had covered the earth with redeeming light to unite all separated spirits and to restore them to divine order. God had assumed the role of teacher and instructor from the abode of heaven. He had set his power in the seat of the sun to rule over the earth by means of intelligent light and energy beyond the reach of any human hand or corrupt government. By means of the creative power of light and energy, God was to clothe the races of the earth in new flesh in order to inherit a new world. And we will now have the blessings.